Girls and boys, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for another edition of the Danny Lakey Late Show Podcast.
Well, yeah, first show back for 2019, so no doubt this is the first podcast back for 2019 as well. What a hot show it was. Real hot start. It came in hot. Don't surprise me, though. This is the sort of standard we set here at the Danny Lakey Late Show. Five-barrel phoner, we kicked off. I mean, producer Jackie doesn't mind a double-barrel phoner, where essentially we ask people to call up and I ask two questions instead of the traditional one question. I've suggested a triple-barrel phoner before, to which he puts his snout up like some sort of dog on protest. I said, no, too much for listeners. Well, so, all right, then, let's jump right in the deep end. Five-barrel phoner, buddy. That got pretty hectic. That got pretty busy. That is on the podcast. Also, what do you love to lick? Turns out there's a whole community of lickers out there. I know it. I'm a licker myself. Love a good lick. Love being licked. Love everything about licking. Also, dry spells as well. Ugh, dry spells. Yeah, like hell sex. God, we held an auction. Who's on the longest dry spell? Well, you have to listen to the podcast. Things got real awkward at the end. The two dry spell people trying to turn it on with one another. Yeah. Enjoy the podcast.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
We've been off for about 28, 29 days, I think, in total. Great holiday. Great holiday had by all, had by the team. Most people out there were sort of putting their feet up. Yeah, we just sort of forget about the show. We put it right at the back of the mind for a while. No, not me. Not I. No. Old long legs Lakey over here. Constantly on the internet. All holidays he was. Christmas Day, woke up. Oh, what content? What can we use? There's an amazing amount of content that we would have missed over the past 28 days, producer Jack. And I was bitterly disappointed when we came into our meeting this morning and said, right, what are all our ideas from the last 28 days? And you had one thing written down. It was just called Link Game.
Hey, it was a good idea. Not bad. I was out living. You were just online posting the whole time.
Yeah,
I've seen enough of your holiday snaps, thank you very much.
I was living for the show. Look, Link Game wasn't bad. We won't be playing that tonight because it's no A-lister. Maybe around Thursday when we start struggling for content again, Link Game might get a run. But there is a whole heap of days, international days that we missed from the 14th of December when we finished last year up until right now, pretty much what, the 14th of January 2019. We could do so many phoners right now. I could literally list like an infinite amount of phoners. And we do phoner topics quite a lot on the show. And occasionally, producer Jack, you'll suggest live a little and do a double barrel phoner, which in the industry is sort of like, well, you can ask them this question, but then we can also ask this question. So an example would be like 131060, what's your favourite TV show? Double barrel phoner, either what's your favourite TV show or do you have an itchy ass? 131060, what's your favourite TV show or do you have an itchy ass? Give us a call, blah, blah, blah. I play a song, we come back and we do either one of those. Not bad. Double barrel phoner from time to time.
They usually work quite well.
You love it. And from time to time, I suggest triple barrel phoners. And I don't think we've ever got one across the line. Because you do that silly thing you do. Because you're not very confrontational. But like, I can tell still. Like, I'm onto you when you don't like an idea of mine. You, sort of, you laugh and sort of like just cock your head to one side and scurry away. Like, pretend that you're busy so you don't have to actually say no and hope I just forget. Anyway, you hate a triple barrel. Loves a double, hates a triple barrel.
Triple's just a little bit too much, I feel like. It's just pushing. We're asking too much of people.
How would you feel about a quadruple barrel photo?
What? Quadruple, that's four, right?
Four.
No.
Four questions.
Three. If I'm not going to do three, I'm definitely not going to do four.
Okay. What about
Danny Lakey's super mega awesome five barrel megaphone?
Hey! Roll up. We've already made the audio. Producer Jack is starting to sweat out there. Oh, no. Five questions, one break. If any of these apply to you, 131060. That's the thing, Producer Jack. People love a good five-barrel phoner. Call up right now and make Producer Jack sweat his little nipples off. Here are the questions. I mean, on 15th of December last year, this is what we missed, guys. 15th of December was International Cat Hoarders Day. 131060. How many cats do you own? 16th of December, it was a cover chocolate in anything day. 131060. What do you cover in chocolate? Nice strawberry, perhaps?
That's enough.
An apricot. An apricot? 21st of December, that was Short Girl Appreciation Day. You must appreciate short girls from time to time. I mean, short men. 131060. Is there a height difference in your relationship? That's strong. We're up to a triple. What's the fourth one here? Oh, yeah, 1st of January. Happy International Z Day. But the letter 131060. Does your name begin with Z? Does your name begin with Z? Zoe's? Xanthi's? No, that's X, actually. Don't call up Xanthi. And the final one, the 13th of January this year, just yesterday, International Rubber Ducky Day. Celebrating the rubber duck. Oh, yeah. Are you an adult who owns a rubber duck on 131060? Our producer Jack, the phones have gone into meltdown out there. People love a five-barrel fighter, mate. People love it. Get the calls on the air next. Any of those apply? Because for too long, we've been way too specific, way too narrow. How many cats do you have? What are you covering chocolate? What's the height difference in your relationship? Does your name begin with Z? Or are you an adult who owns a rubber duck? Give us a call.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Producer Jack out there. I think there's some sort of hot, soupy liquid running down his jeans right now because he didn't see this coming. Not an hour into the show. Oh, hell no.
Danny Lakey, super mega awesome, five barrel megaphoner.
Whee! Five barrel megaphoner, never been done before. Five questions, one radio break. You only need to answer one, to be honest. Every now and then, usually, pretty much every break, we'll do a phoner topic. Single barrel phoner. Every now and then, producer Jackie's ears prick up and he's like, what about a double barrel, guys, today? What about a double barrel? Two questions for the price of one. We're all very on board with his double barrel. Everything's great, full of glee, until every now and then I just take it too far. I go, ha, what about a triple barrel phoner? He said, no, I don't think so. Quadruple barrel phoner? No, let's just go straight to the five barrel phoner. Lots happened. We've been away on holidays for a month. It was International Cat Hoarders Day. It was Cover Chocolate and Anything Day. This happened on the 16th of December last year. Short Girl Appreciation Day. Z Day. That was 1st of January. Does your name begin with Z? That was one of the questions. Z Day. You got it. Look me in the eye, producer Jack, and think, if today was Z Day, would we have done Does Your Name Begin With Z?
Yes.
Yes, we would have.
Sounds like something we'd do.
We would have. So let's not just think, oh, because it's happened in the past, we can't do it now. We missed out on a whole heap of shit. 131060, how many cats do you have? What do you cover in chocolate? What's the height difference in your relationship? Does your name begin with Z? Or are you an adult who owns a rubber duck? Any of these, if they apply to you, give us a call. 131060, Gemma in Sydney. Hello.
Hello, how are you?
Yeah, good. Hit us with it.
I love this weather. It's beautiful and hot.
What? That wasn't one of the questions. You're tuning into another station doing a six-barrel phoner. That's added, what's the weather like?
These are the type of calls we get when we do a five-barrel phoner.
What is that all about?
Oh, yeah, love the weather. It's real toasty tonight. Quite a balmy evening. Fun's had in my community.
That's great. Goes to the whole country, by the way, Gemma. So there's somewhere in the country, right? It's pissing down. And Tony in bloody Jacaranda is going, what the hell was Gemma on about? Hey, good banter from you, considering there really wasn't much said apart from the weather report. Kerry and Albury, hello.
Hi.
Hello.
How you going?
Don't you dare say 32 outside. It's slightly cloudy. What question are you going for? Come on!
I'm going for question three. Ooh. The height difference.
Great. What's the height difference in your relationship?
Let's just say when my partner's talking to me, he can't help looking at my boobs because he's 5'5 and I'm 6'10. Wee. So my shoulder ends at the top of his ear.
Like a short man, do you? Do you like a short man?
I do.
Yeah. Oh, good for you. Good for you. And I bet when you two go out on the town and you're in a pair of high heels, far out, he has to jump up to the second story.
And he's 7 years older than me, so it just doesn't look right to people.
Wow. This is turning heads. It's turning heads in Albury. Thank you, Jan in Port Macquarie. Hello.
Hi, Dale. How are you going?
All the better to listen to you, my lady.
Welcome back. We've missed you.
Thank you. I've missed you as well.
Thank you.
Every little square inch of you.
What? I've got the rubber duckies.
Do you really? Question number five. Are you an adult who owns a rubber duck?
I have. I just bought one today. I had one and I've bought another one.
No. Why? I mean, why have you got two ducks? Was the first
well,
one.
Well, I had one and my little granddaughter just loved my rubber duck, so I had to buy another one today.
Well, why does she love rubber ducks so much? Because don't get me wrong, like everyone had a rubber duck when they were growing up. And all I remember from the rubber duck is that I would squeeze its little pee hole down at its base, and then I'd fill it up with water, I'd squirt that in my mouth and then spit it out. That was all I ever did with that duck.
Really? We never did that.
Good evening.
Hello.
Amy in Sydney on 131060. Me and Jan just chewing the fat about rubber ducks and the subtle differences in our childhoods.
Of course.
What question are you answering?
Look, I've got all five.
Geez, settle down, Romeo. Settle down. All right, question number one. How many cats do you have?
Three.
Great. Amy thinks this was a quiz. what do you cover in chocolate, Amy?
Pretzels, the hard pretzels.
Hard pretzels, great, of course. Short girl appreciation day. What's the height difference in your relationship?
5'4" and 6'6". I actually said 6'4", but he's 6'6". So yeah. My husband's the tall, I'm the short.
Yeah, cool. Pretty standard as well. Does your name begin with Z?
No, but my husband's does. His name is Zeb.
And are you an adult who owns a rubber duck?
Look, this is a half-half. So that's a rubber duck. But I was looking at purchasing some duckling.
All right. A lot of people just desperate to get some airtime tonight.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
Real sad news in the I'm a Celebrity Get Me Out of Here jungle at the moment, which kicked off last night, I believe. People weren't happy at that, by the way, were they? I mean, I didn't watch much of it. But every year you get that cookie cutter like, who is that? Who? Where are all the celebrities, lol? Like, you get all that. This year, though, it's a cut below the rest of the seasons, isn't it? Producer Jake, you like those kind of shows. You watched it last night?
Yeah, I did. Look,
it's a weak field of celebrities.
It is. Usually
year,
there's like one or two that are in there that are like, oh, wow, that's like a good catch. Like in the first season, I had Marsha Brady.
Yeah.
There's no big gets in this one.
No, and that's even the thing. You don't need a Brad Pitt or something, but you do need those celebrities that were like a part of your life at some point, and even like those, oh, well, what are they doing now? Or what are they really like? And that's the kind of the cool thing about that show. You sort of get to see what the celebrities really like. But they've got to be half decent, half interesting first to actually invest. Justine from MasterChef? I mean, I'm sure she's a great chick, but far out. Really? Who over the summer... Dead set, 131060. Who was at the bar over the summer and said, what's Justine Schofield from MasterChef up to these days? Seriously. There's no one on it. Anyway, that's besides the point. There is AJ Rochester, who I wouldn't have recognised, but now that you said it, Jack, she was the host of The Biggest Loser?
Yeah, The Biggest Loser back in its heyday when it was on.
Okay.
And she had lost a lot of weight when she hosted it, and now she's like put a lot back on, but she's been really vocal about how she's happy. And,
okay.
Yeah, she was on it last night, but she was she made the big proclamation that she hadn't had sex in 9 years.
Swing with Swinger. The
demo. It's a swingers club over there.
Hey. That would actually mean having sex, and I haven't had sex in 9 years. But
9 years.
I reclaim my virginity.
Yeah.
Have to after 9 years.
God, it's a bit sad, isn't it? A bit sad.
It's a long time.
9 years between drinks. Because that's the thing. Once you got a taste as well. I mean, you just sprung me on the Instagram story before. You're like, what's your longest dry spell, Lakey? And I said 16 and a half years. Classic. Because I lost my virginity when I was 16 and a half. And then never looked back. I mean, that's a great joke. But I cannot imagine going 9 years now. Is it different for a guy and a girl?
I think it is different person to person. But I think there is a point where you reach and then it gets a lot easier. So, like, if you were to reach that year mark, then 9 years, you know, is probably not that hard. But that first year is probably impossible.
The snowball effect. That's true. Because I get the jitters after, like, 10 days. And then, like a couple of months, you're like, right, come on, champ. What's going on here? Let's really knuckle down on something.
I know. I can tell when you haven't. I mean, you start, like, getting real itchy, sniffing around the office. I'm like, oi.
I mean, 131060, who's had the longest dry spell? Maybe we can take the edge off it a bit and we'll present it like a bit of an auction sort of thing. We'll put 2 minutes on the clock. Who can, just people call up and be like, well, my dry spell's been 2 weeks. I'm like, okay, can we beat 2 weeks? You can beat 2 weeks, you ring up that. No, 131060, what are we going to start the bidding at? How long is your dry spell? Or how long was your dry spell? You don't have to be mid-dry spell. You could be. That'd be great. How long was your dry spell? What are you starting the bidding at?
I reckon
3 months.
3 months. Yeah.
3 months. Yeah, that's good. Oh, man, yeah, they'll be just cranky enough to create a bit of atmos. That ain't 1060. How long's your dry spell? Do the dry spell auction.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
This is good. I'm excited about this.
How long was your dry spell? How long was your dry spell?
How long was your dry spell? on 131060. Comes off the back of I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. Of course, the celebrities went into the jungle last night. Poor lineup. Weak form, by the way. I definitely won't be watching that show. More of a tennis man and a big bash dude anyway. But AJ Rochester, of course, she used to host The Biggest Loser. She came clean in the jungle night one, out very public, that she's had a 9-year dry spell. Huge. It's a long time between drinks. What's that? Almost over 3,000 days. God. Producer Jack thinks that once you've reached a certain level, your libido must decrease. I can't see that happening. I just can't see that. I think the longer it gets, the more the dam wall's ready to burst. Like a volcano, just waiting. Vesuvius is going to erupt again one day. You think Vesuvius is going, well, it's been a few years. I'll probably just stop bubbling now. Don't work like that.
Vesuvius can erupt, but, you know, it doesn't have to be with another person.
Yeah, no, Vesuvius, one way or another. Well, that's also the thing. Are you going hammer and tong by yourself? Who knows? 131060. Probably should have put a sexy warning in front of this one. But we are doing the dry spell auction on 131060, where I live out my dream of being Michael Caton from Hot Property and put 2 minutes on the clock. Put an interesting drone in the background to create suspense and try and find out who in Australia has the longest dry spell. Can we start the bidding, please? We open the bidding. Any bid will do. We go to the lady at the back. I believe your name is Amber in Melbourne, looking very sexually frustrated. How long is your dry spell?
14 months and 6 days.
Oh, God, that's no good. That's no good for no one. That's no good for anyone. 14 months and 9 days. Can I beat that, Pete from Kempsey? Can I beat 14 months and 9 days? Pete from Kempsey.
Hey, g'day, champ. Yeah. I was from Queensland. I'd done 3.5 years, and I lived with my mother. I tried to ring a hooker, mate, and she wouldn't even come out.
What? Why? Why not?
Yeah. I don't know. Apparently, I was too far away. But then I met my beautiful missus, and I have two kids now.
Oh,
and
good stuff. Good stuff.
Yep. She used to go like a jackrabbit, and now.
Okay. Yes, three and a half years. He is out of the dry spell, though. Happy ending. We've got a minute left of bidding. Can we beat 3.5 years? Shaitar in Sydney. Hello. Shaitar?
Hello.
Hello. Can you beat 3.5 years? How long is your dry spell?
8 years and 3 months.
8 years and 3 months. Are we currently in the dry spell?
Yes.
Oh,
and
God.
I really like to get out of it.
Whoa! Hold the line, please. Hold the line. Just stay there. Brian, in Melbourne, can we beat 8 years?
8 years, 7 months.
8 years, 7 months. The man at the back. Do we have anyone who can beat 8 years and 7 months? I'm looking at Linda. Hello there, Linda.
Hi.
Oh, God, smoke coming out of your ears at the moment. God, when will it end, you say? How long?
11 years and counting.
Oh, no.
I think I've forgotten how.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Well, answer this. Answer this, by the way. Okay, bidding stopped. The auction.
Congratulations,
still,
me.
No. Well, we're still taking some more calls, maybe. We'll still take some more calls. But just quiz us on this, because this is sort of the whole debate that was started. 11 years, no swimming in the ocean. Do you crave the beach more, or have you forgot that the beach even existed and forgotten how to swim?
A little bit of both. Depends on the time of the month, really. Yeah.
Right, God, swings and roundabouts. Well, the tide's going in and out, aren't they? It wouldn't surprise me. Can we beat 11 years? Doug, at the back.
Yes, 30.
30.
That's right. I had an industrial accident. I got a prolapsed disc and L4, L5, and couldn't do push-ups and couldn't even lift a litre of milk out of the fridge. Nowadays, I'm back in the gym.
Oh, great.
And I'm working out.
Yes, but you're not having sex just yet.
No, still dry spell.
Interesting. Linda?
Yeah, should pick up.
Well, Linda's here. Linda? Doug? Doug, Linda?
Hi, Linda.
Oh, hi.
Hey! What do you reckon?
I'm right.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
How's this for a bit of news? California man caught bizarrely licking a stranger's doorbell.
It seems a man in Salinas doesn't like to ring doorbells. He likes to lick them.
Yep, he was caught on several home security cameras, putting his tongue where dozens of fingers have gone before. Neighbors a bit tongue-tied by this bizarre behavior spent part of the weekend disinfecting their doorbell buttons. Apparently he was doing this for 3 hours before he was
just
chewed
when
away.
You think you have seen it all.
What about the tone with those journalists, eh? Almost like they're mocking him. Almost like licking a doorbell for 3 hours. They're trying to make it shunned upon in the community. Like we're not trying to push for that sort of direction as a society. He's going hard. You've got to love the passion on the man. You've got to love the passion. I mean, we don't know his motifs here. But this guy is going hammer and tongs at this little doorbell. I mean, what, size of a little fingerprint? Yes. Manipulating the doorbell. I mean, caressing it for the first 20, 25 minutes. I mean, he's going hammer and tongs by the end. But he's really located that doorbell 3 hours in. Well, I don't mind that. I don't mind it. I'm not licking doorbells myself. But as a man who doesn't mind licking random things, I can appreciate where he's coming from. I think it would be our due diligence on this show to probably bring all the lickers to the forefront. Are you someone who enjoys a lick? Licking something? Curious tongue, perhaps? Maybe you're just hypersensitive to touch. Wouldn't surprise me. Our tongue's got plentiful nerve endings. It would make a lot of sense. There are a lot of lickers out there on the show. Robert Daniel Arroyo was his name. He spent an unhealthy long time licking the doorbell of the Dungan family home. The person who owns the home said, "This guy's getting some sick jollies off of something." He's just licking a doorbell. Don't look too far into it. I love a lick. I love a lick. From grade 4 to grade 7, every single lunchtime without fail, after I ate my sandwich, which was wrapped up in like a little bit of Glad wrap and stuff, I carefully unwrap my sandwich. I'd eat the sandwich. I'd preserve the full clean layer of Glad wrap, like 30 centimeter by 30 centimeter square. I'd put it airtight over my knee and I would lick, lick, lick away. Good fun. Good smooth knee Glad wrap fun. Anyone licking their own knees out there?
Unfortunately not. We've never heard of that in our lives.
You never did it? There must have been a guy at your school doing it. There's always a guy licking their... No?
I was prone to licking a battery in my childhood days. Don't try that at home, though.
No. Yeah, the 9-volt, hey? It gives you that little zap.
The double end, no.
Dude, this is what I'm talking about. Everyone's got a little secret lick. Little lick of sorts. Why do you love to lick? You love to lick. What do you love to lick?
Doorbells. Why do you love to lick? Glad wrapped knees. You love to lick. What do you love to lick? The skin of a peach.
Oh, the skin of a peach. No, I don't like licking that. Too furry. Too porous. It's like a suede texture, isn't it, in the fruit world? No. Shave that peach. Once you've got the peach flesh, I'll lick that till the cows come home. 131060, what do you love to lick? Double passes to Instant Family. Up for grabs, Instant Family starring Mark Wahlberg and Rose Byrne in cinemas now. Usually, I mean, no smoke and mirrors on this show, I start offering prizes when no one is calling up as an incentive. Am I the only person who's been licking their knees? Is it just me and this weird guy in America licking doorbells? The only two people on the planet with curious tongues.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.
At the moment, chatting about licks, lickings. Are you a licker? You enjoy licking? Do you? Oh, Johnny Licky Clugs out there. I'm a licker. There's no judgment here. Someone who takes touch to the next level. Millions of nerve endings in your tongue. And the question was on 131060, what do you love to lick?
Why do you love to lick? You love to lick. What do you love to lick?
Doorbells.
Why do you love to lick?
Glad wrapped knees.
You love to lick. What do you love to lick?
The skin of a peach.
These are all things that can be licked, but do you love to lick it? At AIM 1060, it comes off the back of a Californian man caught brazenly licking a stranger's doorbell for 3 hours straight. He loves it. He can't get enough of this doorbell. The Dungan family, these are the people who own the doorbell, right? How's this for like lick shaming in the mainstream media? The Dungan family has since disinfected their doorbell, thoroughly cleaned the porch, and bleached the doorknobs. No need to bleach the doorknobs. If a man licks your doorbell, the doorknob remains untouched. There's too much going on here. The family's gone into meltdown, to which I say just acknowledge the man and his licky habits. No harm, no cry. Just licking a doorbell. Got a man lick a doorbell? I used to put Glad Wrap over my knees. Lick them with my knees in primary school. Someone out there knows what's going on with that. I know they do. 131060 Mary in Portland. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, good. You're just joining a long list of lickers on the line. Producer Jack, far out, egg on his face. But he feels like a real div right now, not getting into the lick conversation before. What do you love to lick?
When I was about 11, I used to love to lick wool.
Wool? Like sheep's wool? Yeah, right.
Yeah, like a ball of wool.
Oh, yeah. Okay, now talk us through that. Like, are we talking like a little cotton ball of wool? A big thing of yarn?
Like the big ball of wool that, you know, your grandparents used to knit with.
Yes, the big yarn. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, far out. And that is why you are not allowed in Lincraft anymore. Far out. It was a good time. It was a real good time. I don't mind that. Not one of my personal favourites. I'm more of a smooth sort of person, but I'll put you in the category of more like peach skin, fibres, fine porous sort of stuff. That's good.
Yeah.
That's a good time. Thanks, Mary. Movie tickets for you, just for licking some wool when you're 11. All right. Ali in Rosebud, hello.
Hello.
Hello. Hello.
Hi. So it wasn't me, but my husband, he grabbed some prickly pears and he got triple thorn in his hand. So then he was curious what it'd be like if he licked it.
This is the man who takes to the next level. He's a touch guy. He's a Texas man.
He spent the next 3 hours in the mirror picking out prickles out of his tongue with tweezers.
Yes. I mean, that's the thing. You dangle a prickly pear in front of a man, you show me a guy that's not going to just have a little lick at that thing.
Yeah, well, he did go back a second time, but it wasn't as bad.
He's like, nah, I got this, honestly. I've learned from my mistakes now. I just need to...
That's exactly right.
...caress the tip of the tongue across. I put too much on the back of it. I was trying to taste the salties and the sours. Thanks, Ali. Movie tickets for you. Your husband licked a prickly pear. Sarah in Victoria, hello.
Hi, how are you?
Good. Just doing a radio show, chatting to a chick called Sarah about licking whilst listening to a bit of Akon in the background.
Love it. I have a habit of licking the webbing in between my thumb and my index finger.
Oh, don't mind that. It's really smooth. Now, I've got my webbings out right now. Do you favour one hand over the other? Is there... Because one sort of makes an L shape.
Right hand.
Mostly the right. So the reverse L. The reverse L. Hang on. Let me get in there. I'm going to do a live web lick right now. It's bloody good. Bloody good is what it is. Yeah. I'll tell you what, producer Jack, he had a sly lick out there and he is loving the salty taste.
No. Nah.
Yes, you are.
No.
I've never seen him smile so much. Thank you, Sarah. Good stuff. Dean, wrap this up on 131060. We've had wool, we've had prickly pears, we've had the webs of hands. What do you love to lick?
I actually used to lick my knee also.
Oh, yes. With the Glad Wrap, I'm assuming?
No, that's just weird. That's taken to the next level.
Heavy. Real heavy. Thought I met a friend. Thought I met a licky pal right there.
The Danny Lakey Late Show.